السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بحضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala grant you an apa afiyat, Allah bless you with good health, and on this Mubarak day of Jum'ah, Allah Ta'ala shower you and the Ummah with His mercy and fadl. Hadrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446 in South Africa, and in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and the vast majority of countries and cities, today is the first of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. Alhamdulillah, tonight in South Africa, we should be reading the dua, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Ya Allah, make this new month and this new moon and the crescent and this whole new time for us of Rabi'ul Akhir tonight after Maghrib a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. Ameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 38, Surah Al-Swad, and verses number 47, 48, and 49. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, then Nabi Ayyub alayhi salat wa salam, and thereafter Almighty Allah spoke of Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is a patriarch, and his son is Ishaq alayhi salam, his second son, and grandson is Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Jacob peace be upon him, his title is Israel, and they are known as Bani Israel. So all the prophets and messengers that came after him, right up to Jesus, were known as the Israelite prophets, the Israel, Bani Israel prophets. Here Almighty Allah makes mention of three of them. So Almighty Allah states, wa innahum indana, and all of them, these prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Almighty Allah alone knows where He chooses and selects these prophets and messengers. There is no mistake, there is no error and anything of that sort, because Almighty Allah is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every mistake and shortcoming. He is more perfect than the word perfect. Wama kana rabbuka nasiya. He never ever forgets, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa innahum, and verily they, the prophets and messengers, indana, in our sight, by us, by Almighty Allah. Allah uses again the royal pronoun na, indana, to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty, and a symbol of respect and reverence. Laminal mustafain al akhyar, and they are from the selected ones, and they were selected elected by Almighty Allah and not elected. You can see elections, what a big scam and shame it is, whether in America, South Africa, other parts of the world, India, Pakistan, anywhere else. Then they are not only selected, but they are Al-Akhyar, Lamin Al-Mustafain Al-Akhyar. They are the best of the best of Allah's creation. And Imamul Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, the best of them for all times, all places, was, is, will always be Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi sallam. Wadhkur Ismail. Oh, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, remember Ismail. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam was the first son of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. His honorable mother is known as Hajar or Hajara. You call it Tarkhim. So you can call, you pronounce the word both ways, Hajar or Hajara. Ismail means the one who listens to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and he helped his honorable father in reconstructing the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Wa idh yarfau Ibrahimul qawaida min al bayt wa Ismail. Well, Yasa. So Ismail, they will say that he's the one, you must remember that Ismail, they will say in biblical terminology. Well, Yasa, the Alif Lam comes there for further emphasis and taqid and tawqid, so the name Yasa. So Yasa means ample in giving the people a good advice, good in charity, good in bravery, good in every good quality, remember that. And he, Yasa, Elijah, so or Elisha, and so forth, you must remember if you want the biblical name. And was Al-Kifl, and he was the prophet and messenger, that he was a Nabi and prophet. So why is Al-Kifl? Because he used to make a timetable. At this hour to this hour, I will serve humanity. This hour to this hour, I will make ibadat of Almighty Allah. This hour to this hour, then I will be resting and making, understand, taking personal rest and so forth. So he was meticulous and particular of that. So in all that, there are lessons for us. وَكُلُّمْ مِنَ الْأَخْيَارِ, and all of them were the best of the best for their time and their places at that time. So which place they were sent to in different parts of the world, at that time they were the best people for that function and that brief and that, you understand, place there. So but all were sent for a limited time and a specific place. Then the last and final messenger came, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inni Rasulullah ilaykum jami'a, I am the international messenger and global messenger, and I am Rasulullah wa Khataman Nabiyeen, the last and the final prophets and messengers for all times and all places. Chapter 33, verse number 40. Yes, Jesus will come down, the second coming of Jesus, but he will come not as a prophet. He will come as a ummati and follower of Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should know that as well. Hadha dhikr. This Quran Sharif is a reminder. It keeps on reminding us. Why? Wadhakir fa inna dhikra tanfa ul mu'mineen. Remind one another. This reminding is beneficial for the believers. Wa inna lil muttaqeen. And verily the people who have iman, faith, and then they have through taqwa, and they have through piety, Allah consciousness, khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy and public, they are not sanctimonious. That outside they show up, you know, piety, and inside and privacy they lead a sordid life, like you see many of the people today. Allah protect us all. Wa inna lil muttaqina la husna ma'ab, for them will be an excellent place to return. And what is that? And that is Jannah. And that will be our lesson tomorrow, insha'Allah al-Azim. trees, where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will describe paradise himself for those people who pass away with Iman and Islam. Allahumma ajalna minhum. May Almighty Allah make us from those people who are the people going to enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la directly, and we the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the predominant amount of people who are Muslims, we belong to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream. We say and believe when a person enters Jannah and Paradise is Rahmatan wa Fadlan min Allahi Azza wa Jalla, it is only exclusively the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when the non-Muslim who sane and mature enters Jahannam, the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom, so that is Adlam min Allahi Jalla Wala, and that is the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we need to understand the message of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we need to understand the message of the Messenger Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in South Africa, 30th Rabiul Awal, 1446, as I mentioned to you, in most parts of the world, cities, countries, continents, it is the first of Rabiul Akhir today, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Friday. Gaza genocide, today 364, day number 364. We present to you today the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, we're very happy that there, when they came in, you know, ground troops from Israel, the Jutlas and the Jutlis, 17 of them yesterday were dispatched straight to Jahannam, and the people there in Beirut and in Gaza and Palestine were celebrating that how these Jutlas are getting roasted and toasted, and it's not only the people who are dying and fracking there. If you don't understand the word frack, it's an Afrikaans word to die like a dog. And we have no sympathy, empathy for any of these Americans or British or Jutlas and Jews and Zionists dying and fracking there. We say Alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allahu Akbar. And not only that, they destroyed their tanks, they destroyed some of their helicopters. So the Hezbollah and Hamas and them are doing an excellent job. And in that you add the Houthis as well. So the triple H. You have Hamas, they are Sunnis. And then you have the Hezbollah Shaitan. So they are Shias. The Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan. And the Houthis also Shia. But nevertheless, they're better than the Muslim countries and Sunni countries today who don't do anything but sit on their laurels and think of Hadi. So yes, in the year after, remember the Shias go to Jahannam unless they make Tawbah, but in this world at least they're more effective than majority of these Muslim leaders who 90% are Murtads and out of the fall of Islam as it is. In Beirut, this night that just passed last night, the night of Thursday, or you call it Friday morning technically, Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime came and bombed various places there in Beirut and surroundings, and they used the same bombs. They killed and murdered, you must remember, who? Hassan Nasrullah, Nasru Shaitan. So they used the same thing, and they're looking for his successor now, Hashim Saifuddin, and they want to eliminate and liquidate him as well, and so forth. So there in the West Bank, they murdered and martyred there in Zulkarnain, and that is, remember, the Tululkarnain, and that is 18 people killed. They martyred there. Allah, the decimate and dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, ajilan ghayra ajil. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala juyush israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa britaniyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, ya muntakimu, ya muntakimu. You tighten your grip upon the British, upon the Americans, upon the Israelis, upon the Indians, the armies that are there, and their soldiers, and whoever else, you decimate and destroy them, O beloved Allah. Russia, from Russia would love. Russia gave one of the best gifts to Iran. They were waiting for 15 years for this. So they gave them, Russia gave Iran the S-400. What is indeed the S-400? It is the anti-air defense systems, remember that. And this was given to them now a few days ago as a gift, take it. And this Americans, Israelis, if they want to attack you, this is the best one in the world today. So imagine. So very good. Iran is building great ties with Russia. Russia is giving them. One thing you should know about Putin, if you're going to defend Putin and help him, then remember, he will see you right. Bashar Assad should be gone long time, the harami, pakka, kafir, non-Muslim. But Putin is keeping him there in power because he's loyal to Putin. Listen to the story, you jutlas, you Zionists, you haramis. So Boris Johnson, you know Boris Johnson, BJ, so he says, when the harami came, Netanyahu, and he visited him there, you must remember, in Britain, so he, Netanyahu, placed a listening device in the toilet, and the intelligence, British intelligence, discovered it. So now Netanyahu says, no, he's talking nonsense. This is how there is no loyalty among thugs and crooks. Both of them haramis. Boris Johnson and Bibi Netanyahu, who both war criminals, both haramis, and remember, both of them disgrace forever. So now the tabloids will have a field day. Let's go to America and see. You remember there were 2-3 haramis there also. There was Bush, and then there was his deputy vice president, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney can't even walk properly. You see that? He goes around in a wheelchair and so forth. So Dick Cheney is supposed to be a senior member of the Republican Party, but he's campaigning with Kamala Harris. How you like that? And he's telling the masses and the public, you all should vote for Harris for the Democrats, because this guy Trump is a liability to America. He's a disgrace to America and what he did and so forth and so on. So I wonder how much they bribed him also. You know, today money speaks all languages. Iran says if America, Israel attacks it, then the world will be deprived of 12 million barrels of oil per day. Iran says, if America, Israel, and others attack Iran, then the world will be deprived of 12 million barrels of oil per day. They will not get it. So you know what will happen to the oil price? It will shoot right through the roof and so forth. Europe is not a top priority for America. Now only France, Germany, Britain, and then Britain is out of the European Union as it is. So now they will use them. That's American policy. Kissinger, the harami who died when he was 100 years old, he said America does not have friends. It only has interest. It will use you, and after using you, it will just drop you. So that is their policy from World War II and before that also. 78 people drowned there in Goma, in the lake there in Congo. Why? Because remember, overloading of the boats and so forth. You know, these countries, they hardly have any controls. Just put people inside and then they just drown and so forth. Then near Kinshasa a few months ago, 80 people drowned. Israel strikes a Russian weapon depot in Syria. Israel strikes a Russian weapon depot in Syria. You have now poked the bear in the eyes. Don't play with Russia, Israel. You'll get hurt. And therefore, Putin is just showing you, okay, you want to play? I'll give S-400s to Iran, free of charge. And then me and Iran going to work. And then my soldiers will come to Beirut, and they'll be fighting with Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan against you. And what can you do? You can do absolutely nothing about it. How the Americans are there, how the haramis are helping the jutlas. So we will help them, and what can you do? Don't play with Putin. America knows, and you will also know, because you are an illegitimate child. That's the meaning of harami. But illegitimate child is too good a translation for them. So we translate it as a B, as a big B for them, the harami. Sheikh Ikrimah Sabri, the most senior Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa, has been to come there. So he says that if you know anything, you must remember of Aqsa and the directions. So where the wailing wall is, Al-Ha'itul Mabki, where they're shaking like they got a bomb under their backsides, these jutlas and jutlis. So remember that that side there, the western side of Masjid al-Aqsa, they're putting and placing a lift. And this is dangerous business, because then they can just come into our side very easily and cause harm there, as they're always trying to do, the jutlas. Even the wailing wall does not belong to them. The western wall, wailing wall, it belongs to us, the Muslims and Palestinians. We call it Jidarul Buraq. When Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for the miraculous nocturnal journey known as Isra and Mi'raj. Isra from Makkah Mukarramah to Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid Al-Aqsa, as mentioned in the beginning of the 15 Subara, 15 Jews. The beginning of chapter 17, Surah 17, verse 1. And the Mi'raj from there, Jerusalem, where you have Al-Qubbatu Sakhra, the golden dome to the heavens and seven heavens and beyond. So that is mentioned in chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, verses 1 to 18. So this year he's warning the Ummah, they are playing with fire, the Jutlas and the Haramis. Listen to this one here. The European Union takes Hungary to court. Hungary doesn't want to buy in their stories that I must have lesbians, I must have gays, I must have this, I must have that. Hungary is having good ties with Russia and says that I'm hungry for oil, I'm hungry for gas, and you're not going to supply me. So now among themselves, they're having big rows and ructions. So the EU takes Hungary to court. Very funny that is. Four new imams, all also puppets if you ask me, appointed at the Haramain Sharifain in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, two for Masjid al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah, two for Medina Munawwara. They were just appointed yesterday, day for yesterday. Emirates, the airlines, will no more be flying to Iran, Iraq, Jordan, all these places, Tel Aviv, because of all the tension and so forth. Just now somebody blows them out, you must remember, out of the sky. So they are taking all the precautions and so forth and so on. Let us give you some local news now. So water shedding will start in Itikwini, that's your Durban and surrounding, from next week. Durban, you got the ocean, but you got big problems. Cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah. Abundant istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay. All you honorable imams, all you honorable trustees, you all should be telling your imams that they should be starting and reading Kunut Nazila every day, Fajr time, whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali, and in the Jummah khutbah today and other khutbahs also, they should be reading Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. That is Sunnat Nabawiyah, that is the teaching, preaching of the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So imams, wake up and do all that. Do for the love and pleasure of Allah, not to please the people. Afri Forum, you know Afri Forum, they are these Afrikaners, and they got the best lawyers and attorneys and senior counsel and advocates and so forth. They urging the DA, the Democratic Alliance, and the FF Freedom Front Plus to reconsider their participation in the GNU, the Government of National Unity, over the Bela Bill, you see that, where they want that we can't make our own decision, they will impose upon us. So they say if this bill is passed, the Afrikaans language will be history and so forth. For us as Muslims also, we can never accept that bill, remember that. Now imagine the Afrikaners are waking up, but the Muslims fast asleep. So the ulama organizations and so forth and so on. Yesterday I sent out the petition of Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah, how they harassed and intimidated with one Muslim family in P.E. Khabeha. And we must take action. We must never allow people, Jews, Christians, non-Muslims, whoever it is, or Muslims themselves, to intimidate us and encroach on our rights and so forth and so on. I like this article in the Citizen newspaper, and they got their Lai Sufi. So his name is Le Sufi, L-E-S-U-F-I. He doesn't belong to the Sufi family, but nevertheless, he is the premier of Gauteng. So they call him Lai Sufi. So Lai Sufi is a bad, bad influence and a bad, bad person for the GNU, because he hates the whiteies in many instances. It becomes so apparent. And then they have their tussles and rows and ructions. He and Zilla, he and the other guys going for one another. Malema is in big trouble, Julius. So Julius gave an interview a few weeks ago, and he said that Naledi Pandor, you know, our former minister, she also was involved in the VBS, in the corruption and so forth, in the money and so forth. But Julius made that statement without corroborating it, substantiated it. So Naledi Pandor told him that you better apologize publicly, otherwise she will take action. So yesterday when they interviewed the lawyer of Malema, Julius, he was like backtracking. He said, no, Julius meant ABC. She is not buying it. Julius, you better apologize publicly, otherwise we take you to court, and remember, you will have to patala, as happened in the past also. Then there will be defamation of character, and you will have to pay huge sums. So that goes on. Malema versus Naledi Pandor. Today, remember that 11-10, you in Durban, everywhere else, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, so you should make note of this. At 11:10 South African time, the khutbah will start. Today's khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah will be rendered by Bandar Balila. Bandar in Arabic don't mean monkey. It means a person who's handsome, or it means Bandargah, the harbor and so forth. They call Mina also. And that's in Makkah. That's the one we will take, inshallah. His khutbah will play, and inshallah salat, and thereafter that we will do the translation and dua. In Medina Munawwara, it is Abdul Bari Subaiti. So those of you who have family there in Makkah, Medina, and our friends, they are there for Umrah, Ziyarat, inform them. Our people don't even know. Last night I had people who just came back from Umrah. So my family, I asked them, who was the Imam there? They said, hey, we don't know all these things, man. We just make sure we must be there in early, because by 9:30, 10:00, the haram is closed in Makkah, and then you must read outside or read there by the hotels and so forth and so on, because the crowd is so big and so forth. Okay, my Jummah, inshallah, for the next 3 weeks, it will be R3. How's that? Junaid, you must listen properly now. R3. What is R3? Today. So today, you must remember, is the 4th of October. We in Ridgeway, and that is Masjid Kuba. So there, inshallah, 12:20 or so, around there, the lecture will start. And it won't be live on the radio. So 11th, we will be in Rustenburg. So that's R2, right? I sent out the pamphlet poster yesterday. And then on the 18th, we will be there, inshallah, in Richards Bay at Impangani, in that part of the world. So you see, R3. So all R, Ridgeway, Rustenburg, Richards Bay. So that is where we will be. Today our programs, inshallah al-Aziz, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid Khan will interview, inshallah, Maulana Mufti Aku of Newcastle Darul Uloom. And then 10 to 10:30 will be the nikah announcements. So all of you, now, don't dream now, send it now. Junaid Mota is waiting for you there. So you go, son, your daughter, grandchildren, grandpa, whoever, you understand, grandson, whoever is getting married, made. So send the nikah announcements to us now, immediately, please. So between 10 and 10:30 it will be announced. You'll send late and then it's all problems I have to announce and so forth. So 084-786-3132. And if you are beyond the borders of South Africa, then it is +27 84786 3132. So that will be between 10 and 10:30, and 11:10 we will go to Makkah Mukarrama and then translate and so forth, and then inshallah I'll be in the masjid at 12:10 or so, Masjid Quba in the Ridgeway today. Make dua for us, make dua for the ummah. Don't forget, tonight will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when you study his profile, on the night, the first night, the first day of the Islamic lunar month, he used to exert himself and do so many extra things. When his students asked him, Ustaji, oh beloved Ustad and teacher, why all this? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, the whole entire month will go well. Allah Jalla Wala grant us to read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read Surah Kahf, and you the man, go visit the graveyard today, more so if it is your parents. Man za'ara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara, hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkan Sharif. Who visit the grave of their parents, both of them or one of them, provided that they passed away as Muslim, on a Friday, this is for men only, so then he'll be forgiven and considered a pious son of his parents. You daughters, sisters, read at home and you will get all the maximum optimum reward. Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Allah Jalla Wala, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Maa Salim, we have 15, 16 minutes left for Q&A. Let's fire up, insha'Allah al-Aziz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti sahab, is it permissible to perform qaza salah after fajr before sunrise?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to read qada salat after you have read your fajr salat before sunrise. For you to read qada salat after you have performed your asr salat, so all that is permissible. However, for the men, we must not do so in the masjid, because then you are exposing, you must remember your vices and sins. If you perform it in the masjid, is valid, but preferable, desirable will be at home, and there you beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness that you did not read it in time. But to read qada, permissible according to all four schools, all permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti sahab, people have haram earnings, bought my baby a gift. Am I allowed to keep it?
Remember, the fuqaha, the jurists of Islam, have a law. Walil akthari hukmul kul. Majority will be taken into consideration. You know ABC person, you know XYZ person and family, and you know their income. If their income is 70, 80, 90% haram, then to take gifts from them, accept their invitations, is not permissible. But if 80, 90% their income is halal, so remember, then it's permissible to receive it, eat by them and so forth. That does not mean that they will not be taken to account for the 10, 20% of haram. And if you are in doubt, then we use the hadith which Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah addressed his beloved Nawasa, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Arabic you say Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His beloved grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the son of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif, Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which places you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. So that is the ruling and fatwa regarding that issue.
Mufti sahab, can a Muslim donate an organ or be a recipient of it?
regarding certain issues, because these are al-masail al-hadira, al-masail al-jadida. Obviously, in time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved sahaba, tabi'in, and so forth, the time of the four jurors and scholars and four schools, all this was not prevalent and so forth. So this is where you have ijtihad. This is where the scholars, the real scholars, the true scholars, have to sit, ulama'i rabbani, ulama'i haqqani, and so forth. Not scholars for dollars. In the 70s, when we were there in Karachi, I saw myself with my own eyes. So Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib was the Amir of this. They call it Masail Hadira ki Tahqiq. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah passed away in 77. So in the 70s, early 70s, they used to sit and discuss all these type of issues. So they passed the fatwa at that time, Insani A'adha ki Pewan Kari, and they said it's not permissible. But when the people went further and further, their sons, Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani, the Arab ulama and so forth, they said, if you donate your organ, for example, kidney or whatever you, and it is not for cosmetic reasons, a person is in real need of it, and then you donate it to him, so then it is matter of life and death. So وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever saves a life is though as he saved the entire human race. So that is their big dalil and evidence. And to receive it also will be permissible, whether the donor is a Muslim or non-Muslim. So that is our fatwa and verdict. Yes, it is permissible. Obviously, there are great, great seniors in the ulamas at Africa, other parts of the world. They say not permissible. So we will say taqwa, precaution, better not to donate. But if you donate, you don't charge and so forth. It's just done out of your own goodness of your heart and generosity of your heart. So it will be permissible. But again, we will remind you, taqwa will be better. You abstain and refrain. However, to donate the limbs and organs after your death, that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, can you wear sunglasses in the state of ihram?
What you want to see, brothers? Daytime, nighttime, what you talking of, brothers? The sisters also wear sunglasses there, you see. Say, Bogar me luggage, you see that. They say, it's very hot there. I spoke to my nephew, he's in Makkah yesterday. He say, Makkah is packed to capacity, and he say, it's so hot here. He say, it's 45, 48 degrees, and so forth, and so on. Allah make easy. Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allah matwah المجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين الملؤونين المحتلين والمستوطنين يا رب العالمين. يا الله protect the حرمين شريفين مكة مكرمة مدينة منورة from all types of evil and calamities and disasters. يا الله liberate مجد الأقصى from the settlers and the حراميز and the جتلاز and the cursed nation and cursed people. آمين يا رب العالمين. Yes, to wear sunglasses in إحرام permissible for male and female, but I don't know what they want to see behind there. So if it is sometimes they wear sunglasses night time, now you tell me that. They say, no, that I get pain in my eyes, and they got a lot of reasons. So yes, it is permissible, no problem, just like a hearing aid, just like you wear a watch, you know, the wrist watch and so forth. So all that permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, can a Hanafi join Maghrib in Isha Salah at Maghrib time whilst on a journey? Or what is the method of joining if permissible?
Regarding people, I'm leaving today for Richards Bay, for example. I'm leaving after 2 weeks, I told you now. So remember, but just to the answer the question, I'm leaving today, for example, from here to Durban, Richards Bay, whatever, Impangani, and so forth. So can I combine my Salat? I'm a Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali. So yes, you can combine if you are following the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali school. But the big proviso show is this: is your journey permissible or haram? If you're going for a soccer match, cricket match, to visit your girlfriend, boyfriend, sugar daddy, then according to majority scholars, you can't make jama'ah, you can't combine the salat, and nor can you make qasr, you can't read four rakats and transfer it and shorten it to two rakats. So all that not permissible. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. These bounties and concessions of Allah cannot be obtained via haram activities. Very great usul and principle. Hanafi say you can't combine anywhere beside Hajj time. In Hajj, in Arafat, we combine Zuhur and Asr in Zuhur time. And we combine Maghrib and Isha in Isha time there in Muzdalifah. Everywhere else in the world, according to Hanafis, whether it's Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Imam Zufar, Imam Hassan bin Ziyad, all of them, no one says it's permissible. So therefore, to read Zuhur and Asr at Zuhur time, or both Salats at Asr time, or Maghrib and Isha in Maghrib time, or Maghrib and Isha in Isha time for Musafir, not permissible according to Hanafis. If you want to do something, because nowadays with the planes and all, so this you can do according to the Hanafis. I'm just giving you times at random, right? Let's say Asr time starts 4 o'clock in the afternoon, obviously. So now you delay your Zuhur Salat to quarter to 4, 10 to 4, 5 to 4. So when the Zuhur time is ending, so then you read the Zuhur Salat in that time, so the ending of Zuhur time. And when Asr time starts, and then 5 past 4 or so, you read your Asr Salat. So that is permissible according to the Hanafis. They call it Jama Suri, Jama Fa'ali. So that all the Hanafi scholars allow, especially for the Musafirin and people who are travelers. So Isme Gunjai is here. There is scope for that. But to take Zohar Asr and read in Zohar time and that, not permissible according to any of the Hanafi jurors of the past.
Mufti Sahib, a boy is marrying a revert girl. Who should be her witnesses for the nikah? None of her families are Muslims.
MashaAllah, our sister daughter's name was Susie, Mary, Annie, and whatever. Now her name became Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, and so forth. None of her family members are Muslim. So you must tell the Imam, the presiding officer, Imam Sheikh, you, Maulana, you will be my Wali. Al-Imamu Wali, you will Malla Wali Allahu. So you will be my guardian. Regarding the witnesses, no problem. You need minimum 2 male witnesses. So you, the husband, you were the husband to be, you bring the 2 male witnesses. So in that way you solve the problem. And you, sister, don't let them fool you and all. If you're a right rich guy and that, tell him you want the mahar marital gift 27,000 rand, either in cash or either you want Kruger coin and so forth and so on. Or if he wants to round it up at 30,000, all the better. Sometimes people, they exploit these new Muslims and people who just reverted. They just give 1,000 rand and something, but they're multi-millionaires. So remember that you, my sister who embraced Islam, Mubarak, blessed to you, honey and luck, we salute you. So you should say you want 27,000, 30,000 rand in cash or Kruger coins and so forth. That is a means of security for you. And we remind you again, between 10 and 10:30, this morning will be the nikah time, nikah announcements by Mona Zahid Khan. So sending your invitation announcements, we won't come. It's just to practice on the sunnah and revive the sunnah. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform and solemnize your nikah. The word is nikah, N-I-K-A-H, not nikah like medcaps. And you put double K there, so it's 1 K only. So nikah, so the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you do that, inshallah, Allah will reward you. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, which is a better place to buy and support Makkah or Medina to buy khajur?
Remember, khajur, the khajur means dates. So khajur, dates, tamar, rutab, the markaz, the base headquarters for it is Medina Munawwara. Yesterday my brother came, cousin came, and he brought for us dates and so forth and so on. I told you just now, they were here last night, they just returned from Umrah. So remember that now we're giving you a shopping list. Those of you there in Madina Munawwara, those of you in Makkah Mukarramah, this is the shopping list. A, B, I. Make a note. A, B, I. A for Ajwa. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin. Whosoever has 7 Ajwa dates in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, before breakfast, breakfast time, lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. No poison, no jadu, no witchcraft, no sorcery will impact and affect that person. We also must have yaqeen and firm conviction. So it depends now how much you want to buy. If you have, for example, 70 ajwa dates, so it will last you for 10 days. So buy more and more if you have the means. And mashallah, you start eating it there in Madina Munawwara, Makkah, on your way back in South Africa. And if you study Muslim Sharif, you will find the one term they call Al-Ajwa Al-Aliyah. So the greatest type of Ajwa is the one that is Aliyah, the superior quality. I have my friend there in Madina Munawwara, a special, special friend, Bakr. Every week we contact one another and so forth. He'll tell me who's delivering the khutbah and so forth and so on. So he should tell me, Sheikh, for you, I'm not buying Ajwa. I love you too much. I'm buying Al-Ajwa Al-Aliyah. What the muluk, what the kings and the royal family, they eat and so forth. I said, ya ahlan wa sahlan bik, ya Sheikh. So bring no problem. So if you want to really spend money, then you get the very different qualities of Ajwa. But any Ajwa TK is okay. Second one, A for Ajwa, B for Barni. The hadith of Barni is mentioned, remember, in Tabarani, and hadith is sahih, is authentic hadith. Sahahahu al-Albani. Sheikh Albani also said is sahih. Fihi dawa'un wala da'afi. Barni is very cheap, 10 riyals, 15, 20 riyals a kilo. So you buy that and there's shifa in that. So A for Ajwa, B for Barni, I for Ismid. Ismid is not kajur, brothers, and dates. It is that eye. You understood that, you know, you put that antimony, surma in your eyes. Kuhul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'mal kuhul al-ismid. So ISMID, you get it pinkish color, reddish color, all that. So that you can buy in Madina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama. And obviously in Makkah and that, oh, at the airport you buy, you must remember your zamzam and so forth. 5 liters per person. So that is the restrictions there. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, what is the sin of ladies going to the Kabristan? I have a sister in London. She goes to the Kabristan when there is a mayyat.
You must cite to her and mention to her that you have Hadith Kitab Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi. There's one Hadith Kitab called Sunan Nasai, N-A-S-A-I. All 3 ahadis I'm quoting are mentioned there. Sunan Nasai. Number one, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'anallahu za'iratil qubur. Allah's curse is on the women who visit the graveyards. Second hadith, La'anallahu zawaratil qubur. Allah's curse is more and more on the ladies who visit the graveyard regularly like she is doing. So Allah's curse is on her. Third one, listen to this incident. Who is telling who? Mustafa is rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exclusively the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter 21, verse number 107. And addressing his ladli, his sahib zadi, his beti, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Who is she? Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahalil Jannah. Sayyida Fatima, my ladli, my sahibzadi, you will be the leader of the women in Jannah, in paradise, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So you see, one day Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking in the opposite direction. She is walking, Sayyida Fatima. What you doing here outside? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody passed away. I went to offer condolences, sympathize. Did you go to the graveyard, my ladli, my sahibzadi? Did you go graveyard? Say, la la. No, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told her, if you went to graveyard, you will not enter Jannah. Where are we? Think about it. Don't fool yourself. Our fatwa is in this day and this age absolutely haram for ladies to go graveyard. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.